Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Always so honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. We have a powerful show planned for you today. I love my guest today. In fact, she writes this: God's plan was never for us to observe Him from a safe distance, tucked away in a dry, comfortable place. He's not looking for spiritual tourists. Not only does God want us to know about Him, He desires for us to want to experience Him, to be soaked all the way through by His presence, to move so close to Him that we feel the vibration of His heart beating within our own. Kim Meador joins me today to talk about her book, Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. We had her on once before. We had such a massive response. I'm like, and I love her so much that I thought, I have to get her back. And thanks to her publisher, we have 10 copies of Encountering Our Wild God. You want an experience with God? I mean, the stories this dear woman tells in this book, we'll shoot adrenaline into your soul. 10 copies. So if you listen often enough, you know the drill. And if you're brand new, here it is. Text the word book to the number 877-933-2484, and you'll get an auto link sent back to you, and you can enter the drawing. It's very easy. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. 877-933-2484. Text the word book or email middays@myfaithradio.com. We'll get Kim on in just a moment. A quick announcement. Just want to say to you, we are a listener-supported ministry, and we can't even do what we do without your prayerful and financial support. So I'm here to not ask for money. I'm here to say thank you to our faithful friends who've sown into this ministry so we can do what we do. I'm just asking God to bless you richly in every way, shape, or form. May He bless you in your relationships, in the work of your hands, in the desires of your heart. It's not lost on us that you sow seeds into the ministry. So I just wanted to pause and say thank you. Wow, we appreciate you. So let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Kim Meador is a best-selling author whose humanitarian work has garnered national acclaim. She's also co-founder of the CCO of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. Co-founder and CCO of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. She and her husband, Troy, have helped establish over 200 similar ministries worldwide. They enjoy the wilderness adventure, and they live in Bend, Oregon, and she's a woman of God. We're honored to have her with us today. Kim, good to have you back with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Susie. It's great to be back. Thank you, sister.
And you told me off the air that you've been home only 5 weekends since last February, and today ends the day, is the last day of your speaking kind of traveling ministry, and you get to rest after this. The fact that you would say yes to us in the midst of such a stretch means the world to me. So thank you, honey, for joining us today. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're going to make me cry before we start.
Well, it's a sacrifice of your time. It means so much. And you've been on before, so you know we love to do this. We love to start by talking scripture, and I know you love God's word. So how about it? Do you have a verse you've been thinking about these days?
You know, in this season that you and I have just walked through, this season of great outpouring, and honestly, for everyone who's listening today, something that's just been roaring in my heart is that whole section of Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 that talks about stand firm, hold your ground. Don't you dare back up in the face of anything that the enemy lays in front of you. And that is just a straight line across to verses like James 4, 7 that says, you resist him and the enemy leaves, not you leave. You stand firm and hold the ground that Jesus Christ gave his life to defend. That's what you and I are called to do.
Boy, that's good. Love that. So if you don't mind telling us a bit about your backstory, I mean, in the book, you tell this heart-wrenching story when you and your sisters were at school. Take it from there, if you would.
That heralds the day that I came to know the Lord. And Susie, everyone has been through something, and everyone comes from somewhere. And all of our journeys of faith are so unique and difficult and beautiful. And mine started when I was 9 years of age. And at 9 years of age, I thought my mom was the most beautiful woman on earth, and I wanted to grow up and be like her, beautiful from the inside out. And my dad was a wild child of the wilderness and a downhill ski instructor. And in my child's mind, he just wore a cape and could fly, and there was nothing he couldn't do. And he taught me how to downhill ski and water ski and climb mountains when I was 4 and 5 and put my feet on the path of the wilderness, and they've never strayed. And I grew up in the castle of their combined love. And it was during that season of time that my dad's best friend came to my little grade school and picked me up and gathered my two older sisters and just lined us up in the backseat of his car. And he wouldn't speak. And I remember having this choking feeling that something terrible has happened and no one will tell me what it is. And just driving in silence this very familiar road to my grandparents' house. And as we were driving down their long driveway, I could just see cars parked everywhere, and getting out of the car. And for the first time in my young life, I did not want to go into a home where I only ever felt love, because I was afraid. And I was just taken by my shoulders and pushed in through the front door, and the house was full of all these grieving, wailing people. And I remember being pushed into the arms of a woman that I recognized. I didn't know her name. And she was crying so hard that she sounded like she was choking. And she just kept going around and around in this nauseating cycle of, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm so sorry. Your dad has just murdered your mother and taken his own life, and I'm sorry." And I remember looking at this woman's face and thinking, wait a minute, my dad loves my mom and he loves me and he'd never do that. You're a liar. And I just pushed off of her chest and broke out of her arms and ran out the door in this child's effort to just outrun the unthinkable, and just ran and ran and ran. And it seemed like days. It was actually a very short distance, and had been running through an orchard. And I remember just falling down in the dirt. It had just been overturned, and grabbing handfuls of dirt. And if I could just hold on, this wouldn't be true. And I'm face down, I'm inhaling dirt and sobbing and gagging and choking and retching. And then I could hear what I thought were animal sounds, and I didn't even recognize the sound of my own voice. And I could hear coming out of my mouth, "Jesus, help me. Jesus, I need you now. Will you help me? I need you, Jesus." And Susie, at that time in my life, I didn't even know who Jesus was. I wasn't raised in the church. In my memory, I'd only been to church twice. And all I knew about Jesus is I think he's the guy on the cross. I did not know the power of verses like Romans 10:13 that declares everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter who you are or how you were raised or what you were taught to believe or what you do or don't know or what culture you're from. God's word is true. And when we call on the name of Jesus Christ, he comes and he redeems. And in that moment, I just have always imagined from up above that the heavenly realm watched as deep knee prints appeared in the earth beside a breaking child, as the Lord of all creation took the hand that was reaching out to him. And my Jesus has never let go. Not then, not now, not ever.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
In that moment, all I knew, Susie, was that there was a pop in my heart and this ignition, a little fire of hope in knowing somehow I will get through this. And there was a bedrock that was underlying my life that everything's going to be okay. You will survive. And this intuition that, as a 9-year-old kid that knows nothing of faith, I just know I'm not alone anymore. And that's all I knew. And that was the day that Jesus Christ came into this life and became my Lord and Savior. I formally asked him in a year later through the instruction of an amazing woman down the road named Sunny that led me to Jesus Christ. And that's where faith in this life came from, was that day.
Okay. Did you, I hope it's okay to ask, did you ever find out what happened? I'm like, why it happened?
What I now know, many, many years later, when I was in college and taking psychology classes, I read a section about manic depression and was literally reading about my dad. And my dad suffered mightily from that element. And what my dad needed was the hope of Jesus Christ. And he was looking in many, many directions, but not the direction of the one and only Savior that could heal his hurting heart and heal his mind. And that there is nothing broken within the human mind or body or heart that the absolute love of Jesus Christ cannot heal and redeem. Susie, I can't tell you how many people I have prayed with that have suffered from exactly the same thing and have known complete deliverance from that hell instantly by naming everything that the enemy has been using to hold them in that prison, giving it to Jesus, pouring out their hearts in front of him and asking his love and his hope and his peace and his joy to come in. And instantly, they have had complete healing. That's
yeah, the book,
love of our Jesus.
Amen. The book is full of stories that are really, that live up to the title of Kim's book, Encountering Our Wild God. We're going to pause here talking to Kim Meador. Subtitle is Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. We're going to talk about that whole idea of a wild God. What does that mean? We've got 10 copies. If you're interested, you can enter the drawing this way. Just text the word book to 877-933-2484. Did you hear me say that? 10 copies. That means some podcast listeners will also get some. We'll give most of them away on the live show, but we'll save a few for our podcast friends. You can also email middays@myfaithradio.com. If you've got questions, comments, you can text those in a separate text, okay? More with Kim Meador when we return. So much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Love that song by Toby Mac. And really, that is the faith journey. He keeps us on the edge of our seats, on the tips of our toes. And if you've settled into going through the motions, you know, singing the songs that you know without engaging your heart, you know what happens when you go through the motions? Absolutely nothing. But when you engage your heart and engage your faith and you lean and listen, something happens in the spiritual realm. Truly, it does. I'm talking to Kim Meador today, author of the book Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. We've got 10 copies to give away. I'm thrilled about that. Thanks to Baker Publishing. Just text the word book to the number 877-933-2484. So, Kim, you opened the book with a story about a time when you were leading women across a swinging bridge so they could experience the waterfall and feel see the beauty on the other side of the bridge. And I know you wrote this book a while back, but do you remember that story?
I do. I do. Sure. Actually, I've been there many times since. And what I love about this is that I live in the Pacific Northwest, and there are a number of us astounding features of just the God of wonders. And this is, I love being able to see who he is through what he's made. And so took my women's staff to this place, and you wind down through a rainforest, and you can hear the thunder of this waterfall as you approach it, but you approach it from behind. And so as you approach this waterfall, it's really interesting because the only way that you can see it is actually by walking out. The only way you can see it is actually by walking out on a swinging bridge. And this bridge is 100 feet off the river below. And it's a suspension bridge, so a lot of motion on the bridge creates a lot of sway. And it was really interesting to watch how these women walked out onto this bridge, and some wanted to move it as much as they could, and they jumped up and down and were shifting it all around, where others were nearly crawling on their hands and feet. And either way, It is Jesus Christ who is calling us out beyond our comfort zone into the realm of trusting him more than our experiences, more than our education, more than what we understand, and certainly more than how we feel, and to trust him more and walk out into this realm of faith. And that's where we step into the realm of the supernatural and where his spirit can roar through us because we have moved beyond what makes sense to us and stepped through the four walls of those little boxes that we think who God is and what he can do in us and through us. And that was exactly like stepping through the walls of that box and walking up to this waterfall. And you cannot stand next to a waterfall without being completely soaked by the spray of this backwash that's roaring out from the power that it exudes. And that is the Spirit of God through every man and woman and child who believes there is nothing that God cannot do through this vessel. He's God. I'm not, but I carry him in this vessel. Lord, show me how you want me to release that roar of your power through this vessel of flesh. Lead on, King Jesus.
You know, I've been honest on the show and in my writing, fear is just something that I have battled my whole life. I've come through so much, and I'm telling you, it's nothing like it was for me in the years past. But, you know, you're an adventurer. You're wired for that. And some people are just wired for those kinds of things. I am a girl who plans. I like margin. And I remember, you know, how fear sometimes fueled that. And the Lord would whisper to my heart, Susie, self-preservation and kingdom life are not compatible. Like, I could feel his compassion because I would be one crawling across that bridge. But I want you to speak to, I mean, God has brought me so far, but I've got a ways to go. But speak to the person who's maybe wired like me going, I want everything God has for me, but I am not wired for adventure like you are, Kim. So what am I supposed to do? What do you say?
I would tell you, first of all, that fear of any kind is never from God. Mm-hmm. It is never from God. God's word says in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Jesus Christ has set us free. 1 John 4 says that perfect love casts out all fear. It also says, guess who perfect love is? God himself. And so my encouragement for people who are listening that, I'm unsure, let me encourage you with these words that now I'm whiplashing over to Proverbs 3, 4, 3, 5, and 6 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. When we are trusting God with everything, all fear vanishes. And so for you to stand before the Lord and say, Jesus, show me what I fear. Maybe it's illness. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one or children or crashing finances or whatever you fill that line in with, that, my friend, is what you are not trusting God with. And for you to bring that to him every single day, Jesus, I give you my fear of this, and I am asking you to fill me with your faith and give it to him until it's gone and allow his faith to fill you up. He is so good, and that wherever God is in our lives, fear cannot exist. Fear and faith cannot exist. It's light and darkness. They cannot exist in the same place. And the one that we truly obey and the one that guides our actions is our true God. And so for us to ask Jesus Christ into every single fear-producing thing and just take the next step for you, whatever that might be, and watch him transform that fear into freedom by the power of his love for you.
I love the proactivity of that, rather than letting them linger around, kind of like a soul infection, naming them and going after them and saying, here is a place, God. You know, Ray Comfort was on last week, and he said, when you deal with fear, he said, you need to pray for more love because, you know, perfect love casts out fear. So more of your love in me. And I love what you're saying, more faith in me. Just got a few minutes to our hard break at the bottom of the hour, but you seem, Kim, like a fearless woman. Has there been an area of your life where you have battled fear?
What I'm learning, very, very, very few, and the honest answer to that is very, very few, and they were usually around life-threatening moments where you could die in this situation.
In which case, you know, yes, right. Sorry. You're supposed to have fear in the fight-flight situation, but anyway, keep going.
Correct. Mm-hmm. My thought on this is that as you ask that question, I'm seeing a picture of the enemy, and here's what I know is true. Fear is tissue paper thin, and the enemy draws these tissue paper prisons around believers and commands you, you stay in that prison that I condemned you to, and you die there. You stay in that prison of tissue paper. How dare you step out? And honestly, my friend, one single courageous act of faith will carry a believer straight on through. It's like running through the tunnel into the game that God is calling you onto the field. You, there's no you but you in all creation. And he's calling you to run and break through the paper and get into the calling on your life because there's no other you. No one can do what you can do, Jesus, through you. Run and jump. Jesus isn't the light at the end of the tunnel. He is in the tunnel with you, running with you. We have nothing to fear. Zero. Perfect love casts out all fear. And God himself is perfect love. You take his hand, believer, and you start running, sister, brother, into what he's calling you. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, you think about that day of account. You know, as Christians, we do face the day of account for what did we do with our time, treasure, and talents. And I often say, you're not going to be able to blame your critics in that place or even your fears because God has given us his promise, his presence, you know, and he's called us to apprehend all of these because there is a day of account when we face him. And you don't want to be bullied by your fears. And I'm talking as someone who's had to wrestle that thing to the ground. And you write this, when our gaze lingers in a downward position, we get increasingly bound up in our circumstances. But when our gaze lingers in an upward position, we're led by his love and we are not rocked by the conditions we face. So friend, if your gaze is lingering downward and you're bound up in the circumstances, right now is a perfect moment to lift your eyes. Your help comes from God. When you lift your eyes upward, you'll be led by his love and you will not be rocked by the conditions you face. Talking to Kim Meador today, we're going to pause here. When we come back, Kim, you got to tell the story. You said that going to a black tie event would be, you'd rather run to the dentist than get a root canal. And you were dragged to this black tie event because you were nominated for an award and the process getting there was so out of your comfort zone, and how God met you in that, and how he worked through you in it also was such a testament. Talking to Kim Meador, her book is Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. Happy to tell you, thanks to Baker Publishing, we have got 10 copies to give away. You can enter the drawing by texting the word book to 877-933-2484, and we will be back in a moment. Is our God. You know, sometimes, in fact, all times, it's good to pause and remember that the one who spoke the galaxies into being has more thoughts about you than you can number in the grains of sand. And every thought he has towards you is holy, mighty, and strong and powerful is our God. Nothing is too difficult for him. He wants us to live by faith. We can't please him without faith. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays, talking to my friend Kim Meter, who wrote an amazing book that really will shoot adrenaline into your soul. This is a wild woman, I'm just telling you. Her book is titled Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. We have 10 copies. I'm so grateful. Thanks, Baker Publishing. 877-933-2484. You're texting the word book to that number, 877-933-2484. So it's so funny to me because you're an outdoors wilderness adventure, fearless woman of God. And you said going to a black tie event where you have to dress up would be, you'd rather go get a root canal. But you were nominated for an award. So you had to go to this event. But there was kind of a panel, I think, if I remember, you had to go before or first.
Yes, maybe that's what I fear.
Yeah.
Black tie events. I argued with God over this. And I was from heaven. It was like dragging a 165-pound dog to the vet store. No, I'm not gonna do it. And finally, the Lord just reminded me, honey, beloved, look at my face. This is not about you. It's not about your comfort. I'm sending you in to tell them about me. And that's what it took for me to turn the corner. That, Kim, this is not about you liking what God is asking you to do. It's about you liking serving him more. Will you step into this realm that he's calling you to? And so I needed to go in and sit in front of a panel of about a dozen judges. And as I walk in and I walk into the room and they were angry and exhausted and pushing back from the table. And I must have been one of the last ones. And you could just feel the tension in the room. And I'd been fasting and praying because the Holy Spirit always knows what to say. And I am learning as a believer that we carry the Spirit of the living God in us. And to walk into this room locked and loaded and armed with all the arsenal of heaven, with love and joy and peace and kindness and joy, and sat down in this chair, and they started to ask me this panel of very boring logistical questions. And the Holy Spirit just flipped the whole thing on its head. And I started to tell them about them. And I started to tell them through encounters that I have on the ranch with children and with horses, and as I travel and speak, about these women in the room. And Jesus gave me a picture of all these little broken girls that were surrounding me. And Susie, it was phenomenal. As I started to share, the Holy Spirit allowed me to see something that he could see. And as I started to share the love of Jesus, just speaking it and answering all their questions, these women, I'm sitting at the very end of a long table. There's, I think, five or six women on each side and the leaders at the very opposite end. And as I'm starting to share the love of Jesus, the two women sitting closest to me started to cry. And I've never met these women. One of them, she puts her head lower than mine, and then she reaches across and takes my arm and starts to rub my arm with her thumb like a mom. Mm. And she's crying. This woman is, she's touching me while I'm being interviewed by this distinguished panel of judges. And the other woman on my right did something very, very similar. And I could see the Lord's love moving out from this vessel. And these women are now, it's almost like they positioned themselves to become these broken children. And they were also encountering the love of Jesus Christ. And then the two women behind them started to cry. And the two women behind them, as the Lord's love moved out through this room, every woman in that room, in that distinguished panel of judges, was impacted by the Spirit of love himself. As he came into the room, everything changed because they were encountering him how they needed to. And that was, Kim, it was never about you and an award, and nobody cares about that. That's the realm of men. Beloved, will you go into this realm that is so foreign to you and bring them my love, my hope, and my peace, and my redemption, and you tell them there is nothing broken in them, that my love will not fill and heal and redeem. And I got to tell you, Susie, that after that meeting, I went skipping out into the parking lot and off in my life and went to the event. The Lord told me, yes, you will win this event, because then you will have 3 minutes to tell everybody about my love and who I am. And I have to tell you that the president of this organization contacted me in this time as they were driving up over the mountain pass of our state. She had pulled off the road on a mountain pass where there was ounces of reception. And she said, Kim, I have to tell you, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. What happened in that room? It took us 20 minutes after you left to mop up and gather ourselves and just pull our hearts back into our chest. I've never experienced love like that in my life. And she said, I know I shouldn't be calling you. I know I shouldn't be telling you this. I'm the president of this organization. You need to know that something happened in that room that is not of this world. And I wanted you to know that none of us are the same. Mm. These are women who don't know the Lord.
Wow.
But I think that that was a big step for them to know him.
Well, I think what's so stunning about the story, Kim, is the part you didn't mention, but you mentioned in the book, is they were kind of putting themselves above you a little bit, it sounds like, and they were asking, what makes you qualified to minister to broken, you know, people? What qualifies you to run this ranch? What qualifies you to lead a team? And you, I think, flipped it on its head by saying, well, I'm actually learning from my team, and I'm qualified, right, because I was once a broken girl. So I feel like the tables turned, but I feel like part of it is because you had a holy confidence in God. I just think so often we as Christians walk around so insecure about our place at the table of grace, so insecure about our place really in the kingdom work, that if we were to be put in a position outside our comfort zone where someone's condescending and questioning our qualifications, especially if we don't have them by the world standards, we would follow that lead and go, you know, you're right. But you didn't take that bait. You just humbled yourself even more and said, what makes me qualified is I was one of those girls. I want you to speak to
that
element of the story, because to me, that's what makes the story so amazing, is you didn't cower under their condescension, and you humbled yourself lower, and God lifted you up.
You know, I'm learning, Susie, to walk in the confidence of the cross, not in arrogance or pride, and not in fear and in hesitation or uncertainty, but in that razor's edge of just knowing who I am in him and knowing who he is in me, and just walking in the confidence of the cross. And here's something else that believers need to stand on. Jesus' love wins every war. Boom. That's what's true. Jesus' love wins every war. The enemy has zero pushback. And when you come into any situation with Jesus' love, the enemy is terrified, because he has nothing that can stand against that. And for believers, not arrogance or pride or fear or insecurity, confidence in the cross, you carry the love of heaven. And Jesus' love wins every confrontation, every situation of judgment, every uncertainty, every fear. His love wins it all.
Amen. Well, there's a story that really shows that, reveals that in the book, of a at-risk teen, and I think you were speaking at a university, and they asked you to assist with this teen, and he was so volatile that he'd actually broken the bones of the face of his female therapist, and so she's like, good luck with this one, and he yelled at you, said,
yeah,
I don't want anything to do with you either, and yet you asked the Lord, show me, give me wisdom,
yes,
and then tell us what happened there.
When I approached him, he screamed at me, get away from me, and I just leaned against the wall next to him. And so he put his hands over his face. I'm going to make you go away. And I got to be honest, Susie, I was thinking about 1 John 2:27 that says, since you've received the Holy Spirit and he lives in you, you don't need anybody to teach you what is true, because the Holy Spirit is going to teach you everything you need to know. Ask the one who knows the way. Holy Spirit, my favorite prayer, Susie, is lead me, Holy Spirit. That's always the right prayer. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Follow the one who knows the way. The Holy Spirit is the only one who knows this broken child who is just volatile, angry. And we were in an arena, and some horses had been let loose, and two horses were trotting together, and one horse stood alone. And I said, look at that horse. And I started to tell this young man about himself. She's alone. Look at her posture. Her head's down. She's afraid, and her heart's really, really sad because she's alone, and she doesn't feel seen in this world. And this little man pulls his hands down just enough so his eyes can see this horse. And as I started to tell him about himself through this horse, I said, you know what? She feels lost and alone in this world, and she feels unseen and unimportant and unvaluable. And I know how that feels, and I don't want her to feel that way for one more minute. I'm going to go and help her. Want to come with me? And he didn't say anything. And as I started to walk toward this horse, he came with me. And as we approached her, she started to leave us. And I stopped the horse by stepping in front of her. And I said, did you see that? She's rejecting us first because she's so afraid we will reject her. So let's let her know our intentions and let's just deluge her with love. And horses show love through action. And so let's scratch her on her back where her mom would scratch her and all these places where she can't scratch, and let's let her know how much she's loved. And so every time we would scratch her, she would put her lips out and make this face of, oh, that just feels so good. And I said, look it, she's changing. And then to watch this horse, we scratched her all over, and her face went from leave me alone to I'm the luckiest horse in the world. And then I said, oh my goodness, now we have to hide. And he looked at me like, you're just a crazy lady. And I put my arm around him, and we kind of jumped down on the ground. We took a few steps away and kneeled down on the ground. And then you could hear these soft footsteps coming toward us. And the horse who tried to leave was now coming toward. And I said, do you see that? She's coming toward your love. Your love is changing her broken heart. And just so you know, this is not a game or a trick. Let's do it again and again and again until you know how much your love in this world matters. And in moments, he was on top of her, scratching her all over, and then he was riding her all around. And then he's giving me high fives and reaching to hug me. And his therapist was behind me the whole time, and I could hear her saying under her breath, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And in my heart, I was thinking, oh, sweetheart, that's why you don't see it. Because you don't believe yet that Jesus' love wins every war. And when you release the love of Jesus, there is no barrier from the enemy that can stand against it. And in minutes, this young man's walls went down. And when he got off the horse, I'm like ruffling his hair, and you know, he's doing his best Superman impressions on this horse with his arms out. And it was an astounding day. And the difference in the day was the love of Jesus Christ, again, released into an environment that did not know it and was a vacuum. Friends, we carry the mightiest weapon of warfare, and that is the love of God. And if you don't believe that, perhaps it's because you haven't received it fully yet. And that's my encouragement to you. And for those of you who know who Jesus is and who his love is and what it can do, know who you are in Christ. You are a warrior from heaven, and you carry heaven's arsenal in you, everything that the Holy Spirit is. And for you to walk in the confidence of the cross, releasing everything that he is into every environment that you walk into, to those who are dying around you without hope. That is who you are and what you and I are called to do.
Can I get an amen, friends? Text me an amen, 877-933-2484. Kim, I do that once in a while. I ask for an amen, and I get a ticker tape of friends going, come on now, amen. Kim writes this, I love it. It's not up to us to understand every twist and turn of your journey, our journey before him. It's only up to us to trust him for the next step. And because of everything Jesus has already done for us, it's really not that hard. Talking to Kim Meter, her book, she writes like she speaks, Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. The amens are coming in. I love you guys. Samantha, Devana, thank you. Text the word book if you want in on the drawing. We've got 10 copies to give away. 877-933-2484. When we come back, and Tina, thanks for that, and Samantha, Kim's going to tell one of the wildest stories you've ever heard. Talk about encountering our wild God. Wow, wow, wow. Wait till you hear what Kim has to say next. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's life for the show.
Let that song play out. We cannot please him without faith. Don't you want more faith? Ask God, more faith, more love. Put fear under my feet so I can do and be everything you intended for me. I asked for an amen, and we got a bunch of them. Timothy, David, Carrie, Carissa, Susie, Nancy, hallelujah. Thanks so much. Talking to Kim Meter today, I knew you would love her. Her book is titled Encountering Our Wild God, Ways to Experience His Untamable Presence Every Day. And as I said, she writes like she speaks. This book is full of wild stories. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you kind of need one of those faith adrenaline shots in the arm, just an inspiration of stories that reminds you of how active God is in the world today, text the word book to get into the drawing. We've got 10 copies to give away. 877-933-2484. And this story to me rocks my world. And you shared it last time, but I want you to share it again. You encountered a mountain lion, if I remember right. Tell us that story.
You know, this is a long story, and I'm going to jump right in the middle, and people will have to get the book to get the backstory. But I was actually adventuring in the wilderness, and we serve a God of covenants. And what I'm learning in this wild child's life is that to walk to that place in the wilderness where a member of the deer species sheds its antlers, deer, elk, and moose shed their antlers every year, to find an antler in the wilderness amongst zillions and zillions of acres is so incredibly rare that I have learned that, Kim, whatever you're praying over, whatever you're grappling with, whatever you're struggling with and seeking God, here is my promise to you in a form you know it's me. I've got it. I'm answering your prayer, and you can trust me for the answer. And so I was actually in Colorado at this point and on a mountainside, and I had found a pair of elk antlers, the first elk antlers I had ever found. And as I picked them up, elk travel 20 miles a day, and to find a set side by side, it just never happens. This was so exceedingly rare. And as I was thanking God and holding them up and just, Jesus, thank you. And then I had this, oh, dear Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And Susie, what happened next is really hard to explain, and I'm just going to munch it into. It was like standing under a waterfall of imagery and verses and sights and sounds, and I could hear the voice of God cutting through in this roar. And what God was saying is, I am so angry. The enemy has moved into my land, and he is attacking my people, and he is killing my children, and I am done with his attacks. I am calling those who call themselves by my son's name to stand up and fight back and take back the land for my son's glory. Fight! And I could see just battles and horses rearing and zillions of armies coming together and sparks and eagles and a great wall, a man's profile. The wall was leaning out and cracking from the top. And then it was overwhelming, and then I just heard one word cut through everything. I was walking up a very steep hill in a ravine, and I heard this word, and it was simply this, look! And Susie, I felt like I'd been electrocuted, and I just stood bolt right, straight up. And I looked off to my left at almost my 3 o'clock position, 9 o'clock, excuse me, to my left. And there, under a bush that earlier snow had bent over in half, was a mountain lion in full crouch, just waiting for me to take two more steps to make this a true ambush. They always attack from behind, taking their prey down by the back of the neck. And it's like your brain just goes through mud. And I remember looking at that thinking, blinking, blinking, yes, that really is a mountain lion. Yes, it really is targeting you. And thinking of my grandfather's voice, that if you ever encounter a mountain lion, make yourself visually as big as possible and maintain direct, fierce eye contact. You can't back up. You have to face them down. And I thinking, God, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just came from the airport. They take all my knives. And the Lord says, yes, you do. You raise up the weapons of war I've given you. And I flew up these antlers over my head, and I hissed at this mountain lion, and it hissed back. We are 10 feet apart. Whoa. And I know, and I'm, you know, I could feel my feet moving to the super uphill position, and this cat just whips around. It's really pressed down to the ground, and its eyes are super dilated, just almost pure black, a tiny band of gold, and it felt like days. It had been seconds, I'm sure. And then I had the realization, I cannot back up. Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I'm facing this foe, a very real foe. I don't know what to do. And it was just instant, attack, 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 you fight. And so I jumped two huge jumps. I just screamed at this mountain lion and jumped right at its face with 10 antler tines pointed at its face. And it totally called my bluff. It didn't move. It just pressed tighter to the ground. We are 3 feet apart.
Whoa.
And in that moment, it was like looking at the black eyes of sin that stalks this life and hearing it seize. You've always known that I've been here. You've just never seen my face until today. You're not really going to drive me out. You're going to do what you always do and turn your back and walk away, and then I'm going to kill you. And it just made me so mad. And I just shouted, you liar! And I jumped down, and my thoughts were, I'm going to send these antler tines through your eyes. And right before impact, this cat just slipped out to the side. I went all the way to my fists in the ground, and this mountain lion ran down the hill. And I could see its tail just winging around in these huge circles that looked like surrender to me, and hearing what I'm sure was heaven's host, and this roar, and this woman just left standing on a hill with these antler tines shaking in her hands and her knees shaking, and thinking, Jesus is mighty to save. And the point of this encounter, I believe, is this. God allowed me to see in the physical what he wants in the spiritual, that everyone listening today, you are called to do the same thing in your life, in your heart, in your family, and in your community. Take back the land with the love and the authority of Jesus Christ. Are you willing to drive out the sin in your heart that stalks you? Drive it out. Take back the land of your heart for Jesus Christ. Are you willing to take back the land of your family, wherever the enemy has come in through video games and music and friends and your television and the internet? Are you willing to drive that out? Take back your house. You ask the Holy Spirit, show me what's in this house that offends you, and he will. I have astounding stories of people who have done that. And make your home a safe place where your children will know the love of Jesus Christ. And if your friends don't know what you believe, then you have failed. You have failed. Take back your community with the love of Jesus Christ and push the enemy back. That's what he's calling all of us to do in these last days. No one can do that for you but you. Will you take it back with the love of Jesus Christ? This is the Great Commission, and that's what it looks like.
This is what you write. Faith is not something we can have just because we want it. Faith is forged in the white hot fire of trusting in God more than ourselves, time and time again. Kim, now it is time for you to get some rest after all of your travels. Thank you for giving us your time today. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for your fire and your passion. We just love you. Thanks for joining us.
God bless you, sister.
And you as well. That's Kim Meador, friends. Her book, Encountering Our Wild God. We've got 10 copies. We'll leave the drawing open for about 15 more minutes. 877-933-2484. Just text the word book to that number, and we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Suzy Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.